Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hanson here in for Bob Surratt, taking until 9 o'clock today and then the rest of the week as well. Just to get your pencils and scorecards out, a few notes. A little bit later in the hour, we're chatting with Andrew McCarthy, a name you remember from movie roles, Pretty in Pink, St. Elmo's Fire, part of the Brat Pack. He wrote an interesting book about that. We'll chat with him about that too. And also of note, at 11:15 on the John Williams Show, Dr. Ngozi and ZK is going to be joining for what I'm sure will be insightful, intelligent conversation. On the other side of the spectrum, good morning, Dean.
Hey, wait a minute. Hey, I can hear you.
How you doing, Dean? Good morning. We're getting insightful here. It's more on my end, Dean. It's not you. You always bring the A game.
I'm just kidding.
I know. All right.
I'm just kidding. I had a big story for you. I thought I was going to have a big exclusive for you about this, about a pre-Broadway show opening in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, just a Broadway show opening in Chicago, that's news all by itself.
Right.
And that is, still a big story about that. It's going to be happening in the fall, but I thought I'm not allowed to tell you about it.
Dean,
for another hour.
Oh, really? It's embargoed?
They sent me the information. I've got the information right here. If anyone wants to stop by WGN and read it off my computer, it's right here.
Or if anyone wants to hack on in or something
like that. Yeah, if you want to hack me,
So you can't tell us the name of it?
But I can't tell you what it is until later.
This is quality radio. Thanks, Dean, for even bringing it up.
They told me I could release it at 8 o'clock.
Did you get your time zone wrong or something?
No, I did not. They got their thing wrong of giving me the wrong times for this. But
will you at least tweet it at 9? Can I tell people where to go?
Yeah. I'm known on Twitter as Dean Richards.
Yeah.
Dean Richards, at Dean Richards. So I'll tweet. Tweet the stupid information.
Yeah, well,
but it's
thanks. Well, at least hey, good news. Something's coming in November.
Yeah. Well, here I can tell you this.
Can you give a hint? Can we guess?
It's a big musical. You can play yes or no.
Okay,
yes or no.
20 questions. Yes.
It's a big musical. It's going to open here in Chicago before it goes to New York.
Okay. Is it based on a movie?
It is not based on a movie.
Okay.
It is not, but it's a moment in American history.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Not Pearl Harbor, the musical?
Not Pearl Harbor.
Okay. Oh, that would be based on the movie. Never mind. See what I mean? Intelligent and insightful. Let's go to Ariana Grande.
Do this from now on.
Ariana Grande.
Give you half stories from now on like this. I sort of like the excitement of this.
Well, you can continue. Ariana Grande's married, but Dean can't tell us who.
But it's a, just to back up here one more time.
Okay.
It's a big deal that a pre-Broadway show is coming to the downtown theater district.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge deal because we've only heard vaguely of what's going to be happening with Broadway in Chicago. So the fact that they're giving us something specific here, that's news.
Yeah, for all the people that have been out of work for so long in these big theaters, I know November is a long way away, but light at the end of the tunnel is still light, and it's not a train coming to get us. So I'm glad we got some good news there.
Right, exactly.
Okay, Ariana Grande.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait, just a moment.
Are you hitting refresh on this?
No, I'm being told that I can now give you this information.
What is happening, Dean?
Well, they're hearing me.
They're messaging you live saying, go ahead and tell.
They're apparently hearing me whine about this and saying that I can now tell you what it is. It's going to be the pre-Broadway premiere of a musical that's called Paradise Square, which is a musical about the merging of Irish and African-American cultures in New York. So that's what this musical is about, and it's going to be at the Niederlander Theater, formerly known as the Oriental Theater, on Randolph Street in Chicago. But this is that's going to be the big show.
Boy, that was an up and down 4 minutes there, Dean, waiting to find out what that was.
You know what? Welcome to my world, everybody. This is what I do all day long. I get information. I'm told to not give the information, to tell the information.
I think this is you not wanting to talk about Ariana Grande. I've tried to pivot a couple times.
I know you have, but I mean, you know, when I have breaking news coming over the computer like this, over the computer machine, I have to spill it out. Yes, Ariana Grande got married over the weekend. We couldn't be happier for her. She married her, I guess you would say, sort of, by Ariana Grande standards, longtime boyfriend. They've been going together since last December. That's when they got engaged. Mm-hmm. He is luxury real estate agent Dalton Gomez. Mm. And they had an
What?
Your reaction to that was? Do you know him?
No, I'm just, okay, luxury designer. That sounds like a good pairing, two artists coming together.
Okay.
I just love, Dean. I don't know what your problem with my appreciation of love story is.
No, you reacted like you went to high school with him or something, and that's like, oh, Dalton Gomez, what do you know?
I can tell you I didn't.
They got married at an intimate ceremony at their modest home in Montecito, California. That's where Oprah lives, and Meghan and Harry and, like, all the big celebrities live there. In fact, it was the house that was once owned by Ellen DeGeneres.
Oh, cool.
To give you that. 20 people attended the wedding. And the insiders there say that they could not be happier. Now, she previously was engaged to Pete Davidson from SNL and had previously dated rapper Mac Miller. So, we wish her nothing but all the latest happiness.
And my high school buddy.
Dalton Gomez.
There you go.
John's buddy Dalton.
Dean, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Though I think they're rethinking it after the last
They're really happy. They're putting money into sponsoring this segment.
We're going to take a quick break.
Right now, all the sisters and all the brothers are like, are we sure we really want to support this segment?
Can you look at the next four or five stories and make sure you can actually tell us that during the break,
Dean? I cannot assure you that I'm able to give you details on anything.
All right. Well, we'll find out after a quick look at the weather. John Hanson in for Bob Surratt till 9. It's 20 questions with Dean Richards. Dean, we have good news and postponement of news in terms of music in our area as these festivals keep on returning. Pitchfork coming back, yeah?
Yes, it is. They announced that this longtime festival that takes place in Union Park on the near west side will be returning after being canceled out last year. The headliners this year will include English rocker Phoebe Bridgers. She was on Saturday Night Live a few weeks ago, something like that. St. Vincent will be headlining. Erykah Badu will be headlining. They have 40 other acts scheduled to play over this three-day weekend. Now, normally, Pitchfork Music Festival is in July, but they're pushing it back to September 10th, 11th, and 12th, and are selling single and three-day passes right now, $195 for the three-day passes and $90 for single-day passes for this. The postponement news, it has to do with one of the Wrigley Field shows, and that's the Chris Stapleton concert that already was rescheduled from last year when all of the shows were canceled at Wrigley Field. So they rescheduled Chris Stapleton along with Lady Gaga and everybody else who's coming to Wrigley this year. The Chris Stapleton show now has been rescheduled again to July 23rd of 2022.
Oh, boy. So it's going to be this summer they had.
It was going to be the first show at Wrigley Field this year. They're not really saying why this whole thing is canceled.
They're expanding everything right now. Yeah. 60% kind of surprised by that.
I think this has something more to do with Chris Stapleton than Wrigley Field or any protocols here in Chicago, because Chris Stapleton's entire tour has being postponed. It's not just something with Wrigley Field. So I don't know if there are health reasons, logistic reasons that they did not say. They did say, though, if you've got tickets, Well, if you had tickets for last year's show, those were going to be honored this year. And now all of those tickets are going to be honored next year when the show takes place. And if you can't make the dates, you know, for the rescheduling, then you just return the tickets to your point of purchase and they'll take care of you there.
It should be like inflation. If it goes a couple more years later, like when the IRS owes you, they give you a little bit for inflation.
Very
he should
true.
Sing an extra song.
That's why John is my accountant. That's why a lot of people don't know when he's not filling in here. He's doing my books. He's working my books.
Yeah, and don't look in them. I'll tell you that much. I there's no good pivot to this story. This is just this weird story, unfortunate, with rapper T.I. and his wife. This is strange.
Yeah, this is a strange story. Los Angeles police are investigating some serious allegations that have been made against rapper T.I., and also his wife, Tamika Tiny Harris. They're also subject of a reality show, so some of you may know them better from their TV show. But a woman has come forward and said that she met them back in 2005. The couple brought her back to their hotel room, where she claims that she was drugged and sexually assaulted. So police are investigating that. But then another woman has come forward and said something very similar happened to her in Las Vegas this month. An attorney says that 30 other women have now come forward with allegations of something similar between the years of 2005 and 2018. So no charges have been filed in any of these. They're allegations right now, but they are being investigated by police. And T.I. and his people, his wife, everybody denying any of the allegations.
Right.
What they're saying is that anything that was ever done was done with consenting adults. So we'll see how all of that plays out.
We've got about 30 seconds left. If you're a Jimmy Fallon fan, you've got some good news this morning.
Yeah, renewed for 5 years. So
wow.
You can look for more college prank games from Jimmy Fallon for the next 5 years. I also wanted to mention, I mean, I know we have a lot of listeners who remember the old Ray Rayner show on WGN growing up, and remember the frequent visits by Dr. Lester Fisher, who was the director of the Lincoln Park Zoo for 30 years. He would come on Ray Rayner and the Bozo Show and bring little animals, and he's an amazing guy and really transformed Lincoln Park Zoo. I'm doing a story tonight on the WGN News at 9 p.m. about Lester Fisher. He just turned 100 years old, and we sat down and talked with him.
Wow.
Had a great conversation. So that's tonight at 9 o'clock on my favorite TV station, WGN TV.
Morning and night, Dean. You do it all, my friend.
Who needs sleep?
Right, exactly. Apparently us after this segment. All right, Dean, we appreciate it as always.
See you, John.